Okay, brothers and sisters, please be seated.
弟兄姊妹们，请入座。
And if you can, come closer to the front.
请大家尽量往前面坐。
There's a lot of empty seats at the front, so come forward and we will begin our singing celebration or hymn singing.
我们尽量往前面坐，我们来我们的诗歌。
Praise the Lord for giving us the time to remember him at his table.
赞美主给我们时间来在他的面前来纪念他。
So good that we can remember our Lord together.
我们在一起来纪念我们的主实在是美好。
And I feel we have been brought before our Lord, and my leading the hymn again is not necessary.
我觉得我们已经到主的面前来了，那我们再来带诗歌就不是很有必要。
But because of the arrangement of the brothers, I'm going to lead one hymn before we give the time to our brother's son.
但是因着弟兄们的安排，我就在孙弟兄来分享信息之前再来带一首诗歌。
Yesterday, Brother William started off with asking a question, and then in the evening, when Brother John was leading the hymn, he also asked a question, and then Brother Mac also asked a question in the beginning.
昨天早上 William 弟兄开头的时候是问了一个问题，昨天晚上的信息，昨天下午弟兄们也都问了问题。
So I thought I would just carry on the custom by asking a question in the beginning.
所以我想我就继续这个传统，就是开头的时候有来问一个问题。
What is the Lord doing here? The Lord is giving us another conference. We have been so blessed, but what is the Lord trying to gain in us?
主给了我们再一次的特会，我们是这样的有福，那在这里主要在这里得着什么呢？
Seems like, okay, every year we have the winter conference. Why are we here? What is the Lord doing?
我们每年都有冬令特会，当我们在这里的时候，那主要做什么？
The Lord is actually giving us another opportunity to prepare ourselves before him.
主实在是让我们有再次的机会能够在他面前来预备。
The King of the Kingdom is preparing us, making us worthy for his kingdom.
主就在这里来预备他的国度。
And the bridegroom is preparing his bride for his return.
新郎来这里来预备他的新妇。
The day of his coming is approaching.
他来的日子近了。
So with that, let's turn to the hymn. The day approaches.
我们来看这首诗歌日近一日。
Brothers and sisters in San Bruno should be familiar with this song, but not sure about other assemblies.
San Bruno 的弟兄姐妹应该熟悉这首诗歌。
How many of you know this song?
我们都知道这首诗歌吗？
Not so many. Okay.
不是很多人知道。
Okay, shall we listen to the melody twice?
我们一起来听两遍旋律。
And we also meditate on the lyrics of stanza one.
我们也来思想歌词。
just sing through this hymn once.
我们一起来唱。
Bridegroom comes to the feast. Will we be there?
当新郎来到婚宴的时候，我们会在那里吗？
Will he find us well adorned and ready for him?
我们是不是穿戴整齐来等候他呢？
We say we long for his coming, but indeed, our Lord has an even stronger desire to come back.
我们说我们渴慕他的再来，但是事实上我们的主是更加盼望着可以来。
The Lord is actually waiting for us.
我们的主是在等候我们。
We praise the Lord for another day that we can be ready for him.
我们感谢主，我们再有一日可以来预备来等候他。
Let's sing this song one more time.
我们再来唱一次这首诗歌。
From stanza one.
从第一节开始。
Approaches Jesus soon is coming. Redeem the time, it must not slip away. Don't make us ready for the cry, behold him.
every moment of each day. When Jesus comes, will we go to die? When Jesus comes, will all of self has cease? He's coming soon to take the wise heart with him. Oh, let us not be left outside the feast. For help us to redeem these golden moments. Our vessels fill with ointment from above. Help us, amen, each trial and tribulation. Increase in us, make us God's bound in love. It's coming soon, these moments are so precious. The oil of tears, let us buy them more. Amen the trials and welcome tribulations. The kingdom's all through these afflictions. Running fast to meet the bridegroom, and patiently attending to their race. When Jesus comes, will we be in his presence? When Jesus comes, will we be his family home? Let us not return to slaughter.
Yes, dear Lord, we bow down before you.
亲爱的主，我们在你面前来俯伏。
Indeed, you have loved us with your everlasting love.
因为你用你存到永远的爱来爱了我们。
You call us into your kingdom.
你召呼我们进入你的国度。
And you have chosen us to be your bride.
你拣选我们做你的心腹。
Oh Lord, we present ourselves to you, Lord.
主啊，我们把自己摆在你的面前。
May you have your work, have your way in us, Lord.
愿你在我们身上能够有你的工作和你的道路。
Speak to us this morning.
今天早上来对我们说话。
Use our brother.
使用我们的弟兄。
Lord, may you gain all the glory in our midst.
主啊，愿你在我们中间得着所有的荣耀。
Capture all the hearts here.
来夺回我们的心。
We wait before you, Lord.
我们来等候你。
We worship you. We praise you.
我们敬拜，我们赞美你。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
我们祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Let's give the time to our brother.
我们把时间交给弟兄。
开头，请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些主的话。
As we begin, I invite brothers and sisters, let us first read the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第十一章。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us turn to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. Chapter
11, verse 12.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次特会我的负担就是讲天国是努力进入的。Now,
brothers and sisters, you know my burden for this conference is that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
昨天呢，我希望弟兄姊妹能把这句话记住。Now,
I ask brothers and sisters to hold on and remember these words carefully.
我不晓得我们经过了一个晚上。
I wonder if we have forgotten overnight.
记得吗?
Do you remember?
一起来读一下，好不好?
Let us read it together.
天国是努力进入的。
English? And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
我们知道这句话呢，不是过去的，是将来的。
We know that these words are not the past, but in fact in the future.
就意思说这句话不是昨天的。
In other words, these words are not of yesterday, it is for today and tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, I hope you will remember this and grasp it carefully. Because there is yet a little while,
主的话就要应验,
and the Lord's word will be fulfilled. Just as we sang the hymn,
有一句话很好,
there are these words that are wonderful. And now the time today is the opportunity, is the precious time to redeem the time. Now, those who are doctors, physicians know well. That time is of the essence. If we miss the time, we perhaps cannot be saved. Brothers and sisters, may we all be reminded.
那我们现在请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音24章。
Now, brothers and sisters, I ask you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我们从45节读到末了。
We'll start reading from verse 45 to the end.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟，就动手打他的同伴，又和醉酒的人一同吃喝。
We have read from Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 to 51. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if, that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible clearly tells us that as Christians, we must have the confidence of our salvation. We know that after we believe in Jesus, We are born again.
有了永远的盼望。
And we have this eternal hope.
这是一个极大的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
但是圣经还告诉我们
But the Bible also tells us
你不仅有这个得救的一个确据
Not only do we have this blessed assurance
还有一个我们需要知道的是我们有进天国的盼望
But we also have this great hope of entering into the kingdom of heaven
今天大多数神的儿女
There are many children of God today
都知道这个得救的宝贵
We know the preciousness of being saved
知道将来有永远的盼望
And we know that we have this eternal hope before us
但是不多的圣徒知道我们还有进国度的盼望
But not many saints know that we also have this wonderful hope of entering the kingdom of heaven
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这一次的特会
This conference
我觉得有一个负担
I have this burden
要告诉所有弟兄姊妹
that we would like to share with brothers and sisters.
我们有进国度的盼望
We have this hope of entering into the kingdom of heaven.
你相信主耶稣基督
You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你只要觉知很相信就得了
And you accept him to be saved and you gain it.
但主告诉我们
But the Lord tells us
要进天国
In order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们是需要一点努力
We have to strive diligently.
我们昨天讲过
we shared yesterday.
这个努力这个字在原文里面是暴力。
This force in the original is this word violence.
就是需要你付点代价。
It means we have to pay a cost.
需要你这个花一点力气。
And so we have to exert some effort.
很多基督徒很怕这个。
And many Christians shy away from this.
我们说我们很软弱，没力气。
We say we are weak and we are very helpless.
但弟兄姊妹，你要记得。
But brothers and sisters, bear in mind.
神是恩典
神。That he is a God of grace.
你的努力有多少
？How much effort and force?
神的恩典就有多少
？And his grace will supply.
这不是靠我们自己花多大的力气来做什么。
It is not according to our own effort how much we exert.
我记得年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
年长的弟兄们带领我们。
The older brothers and sisters lead us.
哎呀，的确，他们是很认真、很严厉的。
And they were mean business, and they were very solemn.
要我们这些年轻的孩子们呢，每天早晨4:00起来守晨更。
And so these younger brothers and sisters were asked to wake up 4 a.m. in the morning.
哇，我们年轻的时候啊，最喜欢睡觉。
And when we are young, we love to sleep.
要4:00爬起来守晨更呢。
Now to wake up early at 4 a.m. to spend time with the Lord. This is very painful.
并且中间有一个弟兄还讲。
And there's a brother who said,
如果你早晨起来守晨更
if you wake up in the morning to spend time with the Lord,
你没有看见晨星。
And you have yet to see the morning star.
你那天的晨更不算数。
If you did not stay up to see the morning star, that day's devo time did not count.
的确我们那时候年轻也很单纯。
And of course, we're very innocent in when our youthful days.
咬紧牙根呢。
And many,
早晨呢，从这个被窝里面钻出来。
And many of the young people, they just crawl out of bed.
那么也有的圣徒们说啊。
And some saints say,
主告诉我们要警醒。
And the Lord tells us to be alert.
怎么警醒呢
？How are we watchful?
一读圣经呢
？When we read the Bible,
发现原来警醒这个字就是不睡觉。
This word watchful, alert means do not fall asleep, do not slumber.
我们能不睡觉吗
？Can we really not fall asleep?
我真是碰见一般可爱的弟兄们。
I do meet lovely brothers and sisters.
他们就真正遵从主的话。
And they do observe the word of God.
哇，于是我们就看他们。3天没有睡觉
，and they did not sleep for 3 days.
真的不睡觉啊
！They really did not sleep.
结果我一看他们好可怕。
And when, actually, when I see their countenance, it's actually very scary.
两个眼睛通红的。
Their eyes are red.
讲话沙哑的。
And when they speak, they're very coarse.
弟兄姊妹，你不要笑。
And brothers and sisters, we might
这些是爱主的弟兄。
We might laugh, but they are a group of brothers and sisters who dearly love the Lord. They want to keep the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们是需要这样努力吗
？Do we need to strive in that way?
如果是这样努力，我们就没几个人能做到。
If we have to have some force in that way, I don't think too many of us can do it.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是恩典的主。
He is a God of all grace.
他不仅要我们努力进天国。
Not only does he ask us to enter the kingdom of heaven with force.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在马太福音24章。
In Matthew chapter 24.
45节。
From verse 45.
马太福音。25章30节
And Matthew chapter 25, verse 30.
这里主讲了三个比方。
And in these passages, the Lord has given three parables.
这三个比方非常的重要。
And these three parables are extremely important.
这也可以说是马太福音里面的 整个天国讲论最后的结论。
We can summarize this way. This is in the gospel according to Matthew, the summary of the interpretation, the discourse on the kingdom of heaven.
给了我们三幅很简单的图画。
And the Lord himself paints for us a very simple picture.
很多弟兄姊妹都知道。
And many brothers and sisters know.
但是你知道这三幅的图画就是主告诉我们怎样来预备吗？
But do we realize in these three pictures, the Lord is teaching us how to prepare?
怎样来努力吗?
And how to strive diligently.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们要努力。
Yes, we have to be diligent.
我们要知道如何努力。
And we have to know how to strive diligently.
哎呀，在教会里面。 我们看见很多弟兄姊妹都知道做基督徒需要努力。
Now, many children of God in the church, they know how we must strive diligently.
很多努力的方向都搞错了。
But yet, many of that direction is wrong.
努力的方式也搞错了。
And the way to strive is also wrong.
有人说要禁食，不吃不喝。
We have to fast, and we don't have to eat. We must not eat.
有人要付这个代价，付那个代价，要做多少的工？
And some must pay this price and at that cost and do so much work.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, they are those who love the Lord.
年轻时有很多青年弟兄姊妹立志。
When we are young, we determine and we make it our aim.
有个弟兄立志说，我一天要向10个人传福音。
And perhaps one will say, I will preach the gospel to 10 individuals today.
有一天晚上睡觉。
And one day when they're asleep, well, going to sleep.
一想，糟糕，今天只向9个人传福音。
Oh no, I only share the gospel to 9. I still need one more.
所以马上爬起来，穿上衣服就跑到门口去。
And so he quickly got up, get dressed, and go out.
碰到一个人就说，哎，你要信耶稣。
And then he encounters someone and say, oh, you must believe in Jesus.
然后就回家安然睡觉。
Go home and can sleep well.
10个做到了。
Oh, so I filled the number. I did 10.
有人像诗篇里面一天要赞美7次。
And some are like the psalmist. I have to praise him 7 times a day.
一次也不能少。
And I cannot even miss once.
弟兄姊妹，是的，主叫我们要努力。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the Lord asks us to strive. And we have to do so at a cost.
到底你怎么努力呢？
But how do we strive?
你努力什么呢？
What do we strive for?
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得,
let us remember.
马太福音24、25章的这三个图画,
remember these three pictures in Matthew 24 and 25.
这三个比方,
these three parables.
就是主告诉我们,
the Lord himself tells us
努力的方向,
the direction of our striving
努力的目标,
and the purpose of that striving.
如果我们能在这方面做到,
if we're able to do so, then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
哎呀，这是多么宝贵的一件事情！
And how precious this is.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们知道这三个比方呢。
Now, brothers and sisters, we realize these three parables.
你如果把它稍微读过，
if we have read it through,
你就知道这三个比方都是指的神的家所的。
We know that these three parables are speaking of the house of God.
三个都指着神的家说的。They
are speaking pointedly at the house of God.
第一个，你要把家人顾好了。
The first is to care for the household.
第二个，有个婚姻。And
second, there's the wedding.
我们知道婚姻是家的一个起头啊。
We know that the wedding is the beginning of a house.
重要的根基啊。It
is a good foundation for the house.
然后第三个。And
the third parable.
你要把家业。
You have to do well in traffic and do business with the house property. These three things, it is all pointed at the house of God. If we do well these three things of the house, then we can enter the kingdom of heaven. So we shared yesterday.
在神那个永远荣耀的旨意里面,
in that eternal glorious will of God,
神有两个重大的思想。
Now there's two main thoughts of God.
一个是家,
one is the house.
一个是国,
and the other is the kingdom.
那么主在旧约时代借着以色列百姓去说明这件事情。
In the Old Covenant, God has explained this through the nation of Israel.
要先建立以色列家。
First is to establish the house of Israel.
然后建立以色列国。
And then the nation, the kingdom of Israel.
这个国
and this kingdom,
跟这个家是不能分的。
You cannot separate the house from the kingdom.
所以在全地啊。
So in this world,
只有以色列是国家。
Now only Israel is
是家国。
A nation is a kingdom, is a genealogy.
只有这个国家呢
only,
是用家建立起来的。
Only this nation, this kingdom is established by the house.
这说明神的心意。
And this really speaks about the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们先把家建立起来。
If we first establish the house,
才可能建立神的国。
Then we can establish the kingdom of God.
神把这两件事都托付给教会。
And God have entrusted this to the church.
所以教会也是以家为内容的。
And therefore the church must have the house as the substance.
以国为彰显的。
And the kingdom is to be manifested.
有家才有国。
First you have the house, then you have the kingdom.
建立了国。
After you establish the kingdom,
这个家才丰盛。
And then this house will be rich.
这两件事情是不能分的。
You cannot separate the two.
所以呢，主在他这三个比方里面。
Therefore, in these three parables of the Lord,
把我们的注意力首先放在神的家上面。
First, he focused our attention on his house.
所以我在我们的聚会常常跟弟兄姊妹提啊，教会是神的家。
Therefore, where I assemble many times, we remind brothers and sisters, the church is the house of God.
感谢主啊，我很喜欢你们旧金山的这个，这个会所门口贴个大牌子，神的家。
I thank the Lord. I really love the name of the Bay Area Brethren. It's called the House of God.
不晓得你们呢，天天看，看了几十年没感觉了。
Now I wonder if we see the name for decades and then we lose our emotions, our sentiment toward the house of God.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
你要有这个名称，也要有那个实际。
We're called the house of God. We must also live out the reality.
这是何等重要的事情。
And how important this is.
所以今天呢，神要我们在地上首先注意的是神的家。
Therefore, God desires for us first to focus on the house of God.
在旧约时代。
In the old covenant.
我想最好的一个例子就是大卫。
I think the best example is David.
大卫这个人实在是爱神了。
Now David is indeed one who loves God.
我很少能在旧约圣经里面看见有人这样爱神。
Very seldom do we see one of the saints in the Old Testament who loved the Lord so dearly.
神把他从羊圈里面拉出来。
God took him from the shepherd's fold.
把他放在以色列家的宝座上。
And placed him on the throne of Israel.
现在他有大权柄。
And now he wields great authority.
享受荣华富贵。
And he enjoys all the glorious riches.
感谢我们的神。
And thank our God.
他住在自己的王宫里面的时候。
When he is living in his own palace.
他没有忘记神。
He did not forget about God.
今天呢，我们很多基督徒啊，你们原谅我这样讲啊。
Today many Christians forgive me for putting it this way.
我们已有了地上的成就，地上的享受，地上的把神的家就忘记。
We have what we establish our possessions and our fame, and we forget about the house of God.
大卫想说，神把我摆在这么好的皇宫里。
David recalls that God has placed him in such a glorious palace.
神的自己还住在那个帐幕里面。
But yet God dwells in the tabernacle of skin.
哎呀，所以他里面感觉不安。
And he felt unrest.
所以因此他动了个意念，要为神建造圣殿。
So he had such a thought to build a house for God.
在旧约时代中，这个圣殿就是神的家。
In the old covenant, this temple is the house of God.
他要为神建立一个家。
And he wanted to build a house for God.
那么他就把这个意念呢，告诉先知拿单。
And so he told of this thought to the prophet Nathan.
哎，拿单说可以啊，这个很好，你这个心思非常好啊。
And Nathan said, "That's good. That's wonderful. This thought of yours."
他到神面前去求问。
And so he sought before God.
神开头说啊。
God said,
大卫要给我盖房子啊。
Oh, God, God said, David will build me a house.
他不知道我有多伟大吗？
Does he not know how great that I am?
天地都容不下我。
That the heaven and earth cannot contain me.
你要盖一个什么样的房子给我住呢？
What is this house that you will build for me?
你看开头神对拿单这么说的。
And this is what God said to Nathan.
很快的，神就接纳了。
But very quickly, God accepted this thought from David.
因为这个意念呢，其实是早在创世之前
This vow of David actually was in the heart of God long before the foundation of the world. And God wants to establish his house. But God is not after a mere temple made with hands. That is only a type, a figure. But in that figure, in that type, how delighted God's heart is. And he is so pleased. I think I may have shared this with you before. When my younger son Ben, when he was little, he was very adorable. And so one day he was so excited, he brought me a paper. And I saw that he drew a house on that paper. Actually, it was not a very beautiful drawing, and the house was all crooked and slanted. Now, Dad, I drew this house for you to live in. Now, was I angry? No. Oh, what kind of house was this? No, I was so joyful. And I hugged him and picked him up. And I kissed him and said, what a lovely child. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. Later on, the house which you live in is also delight. And so when David had this vow, what did God say? I will be his father. And he shall be my son. And since he has a whole heart toward my house, and wholeheartedly I will establish your house, I will be with you. And all your generations, your son will be on the throne.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果你有这个智慧,
if we have such wisdom,
这意思就是你全心为着神的家,
if a whole heart toward the house of God,
神就全心为着你的家,
God will be wholeheartedly toward your house.
弟兄姊妹好不好啊?
Isn't that wonderful, brothers and sisters? That is great.
我们今天很多弟兄姊妹管自己的家管那个焦头烂额的。
There are many brothers and sisters who are so mindful, careful of their own house, and yet they're all bruised and tattered.
如果神来替你管呢?
But if God is the ruler of your house, it's wonderful.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
盼望主给我们这样的智慧。
May the Lord grant us such wisdom.
所以在大卫因为神应许他了。
And because God has promised,
他就在地上努力地征战掳掠了很多的财宝。
David fought greatly as a warrior and accumulated the spoils, the treasures for God's house.
全心为着建造圣殿。
Wholeheartedly, it was for the temple of God.
哎呀, 他预备的那个材料之多啊。
And all the materials he prepared for the house was abundant.
到了所罗门年间的时候,
in the days of Solomon,
那个银子像石头那么多。
And even the silver was as the stones. They were counted for nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是旧约神给我们看见的一幅图。
This is the picture which God gives us in the Old Covenant. David for the house of God. And because David had a heart for the house of God, God not only was mindful of David's house, God also then established the kingdom of Israel. We know it is only in the days of David that the nation, the kingdom of Israel, was established.
所以直到今天呢,
so even until today,
以色列人的国旗还是大卫之星啊。
Even the flag of the nation of Israel is David's star.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
有家,
when we have the house,
才有国,
then we have the kingdom.
所以因此呢, 主在这里讲了三个比方。
Therefore, the Lord gives three parables here.
这三个比方,
these three parables,
都是论到神的家,
they all speak of the house of God.
所以希望我们今天在主面前呢,
so may it be today in the Lord's presence that we would know and understand the heart of God.
所以保罗在晚年的时候,
so in Paul's latter days,
写信给提摩太,
as he wrote to Timothy,
特别提摩太前书啊,
especially in 1 Timothy,
啊, 第三章里面告诉我们,
1 Timothy chapter 3,
他说,
there it tells us,
倘若我单言日久,
if I shall delay,
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行,
that ye ought to know how to conduct yourselves in the house of God.
这家是永生神的教会,
that this house is the house of the living God,
真理的柱石和根基,
the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗到晚年的时候,
even in the end days of Paul, he put all his emphasis and focus in the house of God. And so he encouraged his younger fellow workers to conduct themselves wisely and rule over the house of God wisely. And this is extremely important. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, now, may it be that I can share with brothers and sisters clearly on these three parables.
这三幅图画,
now, these three pictures
很简单,
is simple,
内容也很短,
and the substance is very limited, small.
但是如果你仔细地读的话呢,
but when we read carefully in detail,
你会发现主是把很多真理把它浓缩起来了。
We discover that God has condensed much of the truth in these three parables.
所以呢，我们试着来把它稍微的解开一下。
So now we will attempt to open them up.
弟兄姊妹，如果你愿意的话，你可以打开马太福音24章。
Brothers and sisters, if you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 24.
我们从这个45节这里啊，我把其中重要的一些原则给弟兄姊妹们。
I will point out some important principles here for brothers and sisters.
这里一开头他说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
Here it begins with this question, who then is a faithful and wise servant?
这个谁用的真的是太好了。
Now this word who is wonderful.
这个谁呢? 他没有指定说是呢，教会里面的。 工人啊，长老啊，执事，他没有说这个。
Who then is wonderfully asked, not a particular person or the elders, the deacons, or a servant.
他也没有说到这些人是使徒、先知，或者是传福音的牧师和教师。
It did not say this is the apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, or the teacher, or any such.
这个谁，就是任何的圣徒都可以。
Who then is any of the saints?
感谢主啊,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个谁就包括你了。
This who includes you.
意思说你也可以。
You also.
所以呢, 神把这个机会是量给所有神的儿女的。
Therefore, this opportunity is measured unto all God's children.
所以你不要觉得说我没有恩赐，我没有功用，我不能做什么。
So do not excuse yourself and say you have no gift and you have no function and you cannot do anything.
那么请你注意下面神所要的一些条件。
Brothers and sisters, now let us take note of the qualities that the Lord is looking for.
他这里说，谁是什么忠心有见识的仆人？
Here is asked, who then is the faithful and prudent bondman?
你如果是有忠心有见识，你就是那个仆人。
If you're faithful and wise, you are that bondman.
我们都晓得这个忠心呢，非常的重要。
We know this matter about being faithful is very important.
在末后的时代，
in the end days,
这可以说是神最重要的一个呼召。
This is the most important calling of God in the last days.
神呼召忠心的人。
God is calling for those who are faithful.
你看，所有圣经中最末了的书信里面，满了这个呼声的。
You can see throughout the scriptures in the last days, it is filled with such a calling.
但是我们知道，这个忠心是出于信心。
Now we know this matter of being faithful is based on faith.
英文更清楚了，那个 faithful 里面一个 faith 是出于信心。
In the English, it's very clear. Faithful is rooted in faith.
而信心的行为是顺服。
And the work of faith is obedience.
所以请弟兄姊妹记得,
so, brothers and sisters, let us remember.
忠心出于信心,
and faithful is rooted in faith.
信心的行动是顺服,
and the work of faith is action.
信心是有行动的,
and in faith, there is works, there is action.
那个行动就是顺服,
and that action, that work, is our obedience.
这里告诉我们说呢
，And here it tells us，
谁是有见识、有忠心、有见识的仆人
？Who then is a faithful and prudent bondman？
那这段话里面有提到这个主人和仆人的事情。
And in these words, it is mentioned this relationship of the master and the bondman。
所以这里很清楚告诉我们。你的忠心是向着主人的。
Here it tells us then our faithfulness is toward our master.
啊，所以我们弟兄姊妹侍奉主啊。
So brothers and sisters, when we serve the Lord,
我们要知道我们是有主人的。
We know that we have our master.
那么你问看看今天到底谁是你的主人
？And so the question beckons that who is our master?
谁是你的主人呢
？Who is our Lord?
啊，今天我们有很多时候呢，我们看见有的时候。一个团体一个组织甚至一个人变成人的主人
And many a times we see in a group, in an organization, we see that man becomes the Lord, the master.
所以我们要侍奉主
So if we want to serve the Lord,
不是光热心就可以
Not only without zeal.
弟兄姊妹们你首先要知道你是有主人的
Brothers and sisters, we must first recognize we have a master.
侍奉是向主人忠心的
Our service is true to our master.
我不是向任何人忠心
And I'm not true to any other.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们晓得一个家主要求仆人的最重要事情也是忠心
We also understand the master of house, what he requires of his servant is also to be faithful.
那么圣经里面告诉我们
Now the Bible tells us.
这个忠心啊有至少有三件事情中。
This matter of being faithful, we can see at least three aspects.
第一个呢
，The first，
它是忠于主的名。
That we are faithful to the name of our master.
这是很重要的事。
This is very important.
在启示里面，录里面告诉我们。
In the book of Revelation, that tells us.
有很多人没有弃绝主的名。
That many did not forsake the name of the Lord.
没有否认主的名。
They did not deny His name.
啊，我们知道今天这个时代呢。这样的逼迫比较少。
We know in the times we live, perhaps the persecution is a bit less.
在初期的教会里面
，in the early church，
当他们受逼迫的时候
，when the church was persecuted，
这些逼迫人他们的人常常叫他们否认主的名。
And when they were persecuted, they were asked to deny the name of their Lord.
那么很多人因为不肯否认这个名而殉道。
And many, because they would not deny the name of the Lord, were martyred.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主把他的名给我们。
Therefore, the Lord has given us His name.
我们要忠于这个名。
We must be faithful, true to this name.
我们只在主的名底下服事。
And we only serve under His name.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
那么在启示录十四章第一节也告诉我们
，In Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 there tells us
那十四万四千人
，the 144,000
这是一个得胜的行列。
They are in the ranks of the overcomers.
他们第一个特点是什么呢
？And what is the first unique point about them？
就在他们额头上
，that on their foreheads
有父的名和主的名在额头上
，and having his father's name, the name of the Lord written on their foreheads.
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这就告诉我们，他们在地上的生活。时时刻刻都思念主的名。
In other words, in their daily living while on earth, constantly, every moment, they are mindful of the name of the Lord.
做每一件事情都思念主的名。
In each thing that they do, they are mindful, they consider the name of the Lord.
他们的意念是，我做这件事情会叫主的名得荣耀吗？
In their mindset, when I do such a thing, will it bring glory to the name of my Lord?
我做这件事情会羞辱主的名吗
Or when I do this, will it shame His name?
主的名在他们的思念中非常的重要
The name of the Lord is utmost of importance to them.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们是被称为主名下的人
Today we are those who are called by His name.
所以基督徒事事处处要荣耀主。
Therefore, as Christians, we ought to glorify His name.
这表示你忠心。
And this will represent that we are faithful.
啊，你不让主的名受羞辱。
That we would not shame His name.
啊，你荣耀主的名。
That we ought to glorify His name.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
And this is a very important matter.
啊，第二件事情。
The second matter.
要忠于主的自己。
We must be faithful unto the Lord Himself.
啊，我们只做主的仆人。
That we should only be the Lord's servant.
我们只受主的支配。
And we are only directed by the Lord.
你看初期教会的那些侍奉主的人。
We can see the early saints who served the Lord.
他们是个个 受主自己的支配。
They were all appointed by the Lord himself.
他们不是什么工作支配他们。
It is not work that directs them.
也不是任何什么人支配他们。
It is not a direction under man.
开头那班门徒们，他们做使徒了。
And in the disciples, they became apostles.
后来保罗这批人起来了。
And then Paul and the others.
他们尊重那些在他们前面的弟兄们。
They honor respected those brethren before them.
但是他们是听主的话。
But they obey the word of the Lord.
这个中间的这个差距是很厉害。
And so we can see the vast difference here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天尤其到了末了的时代。
Today, especially in these last days.
我们需要忠于主的自己。
We must be faithful unto the Lord himself.
你忠于主的自己。
When we are faithful to the Lord Himself,
表示说什么？你跟主之间是有亲密的关系的。
That speaks of that intimate relationship we have with Him.
你会听见主人的声音。
We would learn and know to hear and recognize the voice of our Master.
你是跟主人之间是有交通的。
And we have fellowship with our Master.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹在你的生活中，你跟主有没有交通？
I wonder, brothers and sisters, in our daily living, what fellowship we have with our Lord.
如果你是跟主之间有亲密的交通，
If we have such an intimate relationship fellowship with our Lord,
更多认识这个人了，
and we can know more of him as the person,
向着这个人忠心，
and we are faithful then to the person.
我们晓得今天世界上也是一样，
we know it is the same in this world.
有一些呢被人尊崇为伟大的领袖，
and some who are appointed to be great leaders.
有的人只听过他的名，从来没见过他的人。
Some only heard of their name and haven't met the person.
那么许多人也因着他们的名啊丧命。
And so some are crazy fanatics about just the name of this famous person.
呀，他们觉得很荣耀，为能为这个名死啊。
And so, what a glory it is to do whatever, even to die for such a name.
但是有一些人呢，是跟这些人是更靠近。
But there are others who are more close to this person.
但是在世界上很可惜啊。
But in this world, sadly.
你越靠近这个人越觉得这个人不伟大。
The more close, intimate you get to know this person, you discover he's actually not all that.
所以那个拿破仑说过一句很好的话。
And so Napoleon said these wonderful words.
他说在侍从的眼中是没有伟人的。
Now, in the followers, in the servants, there is no great man.
你天天跟他在一起就觉得他没什么伟大。
Now, when you're with him every day, you don't see anything great about him.
但是主耶稣是不一样的。
But it is different with our Lord Jesus.
越靠近他，
the more we draw near to him,
越觉得他的伟大。
The more we discover how great he is,
越靠近他，
the more near we are to him,
越觉得他深不可测。
Oh, we see his unfathomable.
越靠近他，
and the more we draw close to him,
越感觉到那个荣光。
Oh, we can see the riches of his glory.
所以我们跟主之间需要亲密的关系。
We must have that intimate relationship with our Lord.
你不是光在主的名下。要跟主有交通。
We're not merely those who are under His name. We have to have fellowship with Him.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
忠于主的托付。
We are faithful to what He has committed to us.
我们知道神愿意把他荣耀的旨意托付给人。
We know that God desires to commit His glorious will to us.
那么这个托付。
Now this commitment.
就是今天我们生活侍奉的一个目的。
It is our purpose, our direction of our life.
所以。在这里最重要神把他的家托付给我们。
And what God has committed to us now is his house.
是托付给每一个人。
He has committed his house to each one of us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见在旧约圣经里面的耶和华的例子。
We can see in the Old Covenant there are wonderful examples.
你看摩西就是一个很好的例子。
We see a wonderful example of Moses.
摩西是在旧约圣经里面的最被主称赞是忠心的一个。
Now, Moses in the Old Covenant was one who was praised by God for being faithful.
你看摩西第一个，摩西忠于主的名。
And so first, we see that Moses was faithful to the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？在人类的历史上
，Now, brothers and sisters, throughout mankind's history,
摩西是头一个知道神的名字的人。
Moses was the first one who knew the name of the Lord.
在出埃及记第三章呢。
In Exodus chapter 3.
当神要打发他回埃及。
When God was to send him back to Egypt.
是把以色列百姓带出来的时候。
And to lead the people out.
他就说神啊我去你要问我说神的名字是什么呢。
God, if you send me and others ask me what is your name.
我讲不出来啊。
I cannot tell them.
所以因此神就在那里把他的名
Therefore, at that time, God revealed his name to Moses.
神说, 我是自由拥有的那一位。
And God told Moses, my name is I am that I am.
那个就是Jehovah。
And that is Jehovah.
今天我们用耶和华, 耶和华。
And today we use the word Jehovah.
很多弟兄姊妹只知道耶和华, 不知道那个耶和华什么意思。
And we know we say Jehovah, but what does it mean to be called Jehovah?
是在旧约时代中, 神把这个名启示给
It is in the Old Covenant God revealed his name and given this name to Moses. So Moses was the first who knew the name of the Lord.
So we
Therefore, we can see Moses in every deed he did was in the name of the Lord Jehovah. And in the five books of Moses, we can see throughout the five books, the Lord God, Jehovah, have told me, commanded me. Thus saith the Lord God. And he placed the Lord's name in front.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
主的名,
the name of the Lord was magnified in the life of Moses. So in all that Moses did,
他都告诉人, 我不算什么,
he tells others, I am nothing. All glory to the name of the Lord.
今天呢, 我想弟兄姊妹有很多时候, 我们, 哎, 有很多的知识, 有很多的这个, 聪明才干,
Today we have much knowledge, we have much our own wisdom and our talent.
我们弄了半天的只想我们的名伟大。
In order for our own namesake to be great.
如果全世界人都晓得我的名, 哎,
If others, all this world knows my name,
你看,
oh, that would be great.
多少侍奉主的人是不想建立自己的名呢?
And all the many servants of the Lord want to establish their own name.
这些年我越来越感觉到,
the more and more I feel in these days,
你侍奉主你最好不要出名。
If you're a believer, you should be anonymous, not famous.
你知道吗? 魔鬼啊, 在教会中啊, 要攻击人说, 第一个就攻击那个出名的人。
You know, the first strike, the first attack of the enemy is always for those who are well-known.
你越出名越遭他的攻击。
The more well-known you are, the more attack you will have from the enemy.
我们最好是无名小卒一个。
Oh, perhaps we should be an unknown soldier.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
高举主的名。
We shall exalt the name of the Lord.
所以摩西把主的名高举起来。
And so Moses exalts the name of the Lord.
也忠于主的名。
And he is faithful to the name of the Lord.
做任何事情把荣耀归给主。
And all the things which Moses did, he gave glory to the name of the Lord.
不要人对我们有任何的称赞。
And so we do not deserve any of the praise.
所以这个忠心是非常重要的。
And such faithfulness is very important.
那么我们晓得摩西不仅
And we know that Moses not only knew the name of the Lord. Now Moses has such an intimate relationship with God. And Exodus chapter 32 there tells us. And when he conversed with man, with God, it was with man, man to man as a friend. And we know our Lord Jesus also said, I will no longer call you a servant, you shall be called my friend. And the Lord desires to be our friend.
那么感谢主，有的人跟主之间呢，不仅是朋友，变成了密友。
And not only are we friends, we're intimate, close friends, dear friends.
朋友就常常在一起的,
and then friends are always together.
看见好朋友心里多么开心啊,
when they see a good friend, they're so joyful.
跟朋友在一起谈天啊, 是没有时间的。
When you converse with your friend, you lose track of time.
我小的时候有好几个好朋友。
And when I was young, I had a few great friends.
啊, 有的时候呢, 其实我们那个谈天没什么意义, 乱七八糟的东西。
And actually in our conversation, it was pretty meaningless, and we just go all over the place.
但是会从晚上一直扯到天亮。
Oh, but we'll talk throughout the night.
哎呀，不要睡觉。
We don't need to sleep.
谈啊，东南西北的那么谈。
And we'll talk about anything, everything.
这是好朋友，对不对？
Because we're great friends.
今天呢，我们跟主之间呢，是好朋友吗？
Are we great friends, good friends with the Lord?
摩西跟神之间是密友。
Now, Moses and God, they were close, intimate friends.
这个看在耶稣亚的眼中。
And Joshua saw that.
哎呦, 觉得非常的特别。
Oh, that is so special.
摩西跟神之间有这么亲密的交通。
Moses and God, such intimate fellowship.
很特别一件事情呢。
It's so wonderful.
他跟神之间交通，交通到一个地步啊，脸上放光啊。
Moses spent so much time with the Lord that his face shone.
弟兄姊妹，这个脸上放光啊。
That his face shined.
我最记得我那个读大学时候了。
I remember when I was in college.
中学对不对？中学。
Actually in high school.
有个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
因为他看见那个摩西脸上会放光。
He saw that Moses' face shone.
所以有一天
so one day,
他是带领我们，他跑来聚会了。
Hey, he was leading us. He came to the assembly.
哎，他孙弟兄，你有没有看见我脸上放光啊
？He asked me, "Hey, brother, son, do you see my face shining?"
我说我没看见什么光。
I said, "No, I don't see any light."
他说我刚刚在那跟主交通哎。
No, I just had fellowship with the Lord.
我脸上有光哎，你没看到吗
？Don't you see the shine in my face?
这个很好笑啊
Now, we find it humorous.
弟兄姊妹 你不要笑这些都是爱主的弟兄
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to laugh too hard. They are brothers who love the Lord greatly.
但是摩西是真的放光的
But Moses' face shone.
那个光照的叫以色列还不敢看
And even the Israelites dare not look at it.
所以摩西做了一件很可笑的事情
And so Moses did something humorous.
用个帕子把脸遮起来
He veiled his face.
我们知道只有古代那个妇女这把脸遮哪有男人遮脸
Now, of course, in the old days, it was the women who veiled their faces, not men.
这就说明摩西跟神之间有非常亲密的关系。
But this really speaks of the fact, the intimate relationship, the fellowship which Moses enjoyed with God.
我常常有时候看见弟兄姊妹们，有听弟兄姊妹祷告。
And oftentimes, I fellowship with brothers and sisters.
是的，我们有敬畏主的心，很敬畏主。
I hear brothers and sisters pray, and yes, we ought to revere the Lord.
但是在那个感觉中了，好像。不觉得跟主有亲密的关系。
Oh, but in that feeling, sometimes I don't have the sentiment that we are very intimate with the Lord.
有时候看见好像是仆人碰见主人了，或者学生碰见老师了。
Sometimes it feels like we are a servant to the master or student to the teacher.
不，主喜欢我们跟他靠近。
No, the Lord desires for us to draw near to him.
因为如果是朋友，是密友。
If we are friends, close friends,
是心对心的。
It is heart to heart,
对不对
？Right?
这是多么宝贵一件事。
How precious is that?
所以 Sparks 丁有次讲到。
And so Brother Sparks once said,
将来进入千年国度的时候
，When we all enter into the millennium kingdom,
他说呢，我们每个人和主之间的距离都不一样。
Each one of us have a different distance between us and the Lord.
因为他这个根据哥林多前书十五章啊。
Because that is founded, our brother shared from 1 Corinthians 15.
回来的时候，有人出现像日头，有人像月亮，有人像星星。
Because we'll shine, illuminate some as the sun, as the moon, as the stars.
所以，将来，今天的决定将来的。
And so, brothers and sisters, what our actions are today will determine our tomorrow.
所以愿我们。弟兄姊妹在属灵的生活上，每一个人跟主都有亲密的关系。
So brothers and sisters all have intimate fellowship, a relationship with the Lord that is very close.
不是好朋友了。
If we're dear friends,
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
那我们一定忠。
Of course, we will be faithful to our friends.
我们知道在旧约时代中间，还有一个人被称作是神的朋友。
There is another who is called a friend of God.
那是亚伯拉罕。
That is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕到最后呢？
Abraham,
100
and when he's over 100,
神说你把你那个所爱的那个儿子呢，把他献祭。
Oh, offer to me your son, the son whom you love.
看起来这是一个不合理的要求。
It seems as if this is totally unreasonable.
要人家杀儿子来献祭。
You want me to kill my son as a sacrifice?
但是呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢，没有任何。
No, but Abraham was silent, nothing to say against it.
就像今天人讲的，二话不说。
Just like we say today, I will not say a word against it.
马上把儿子就带到摩利亚山去。
Immediately he took Isaac and up to Mount Moriah,
祭坛上
and bound him and laid him on the altar, and even raised the knife.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为是演戏，不是，是真的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a movie, not acting, it's real.
神一看是真的，马上阻止他。
And it was real. He was going to slay Isaac, but the Lord stopped him.
为什么
？Why？
现在亚伯拉罕是神的老朋友。
Now Abraham is that old dear friend of the Lord.
所以只有朋友好到这样的一个光景。
Only friends with such a friendship to this condition.
要求什么都答应。
Now, whatever you ask, I will do it.
一点不犹豫。
There is no hesitation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
两千年教会历史
，Throughout 2,000 years of church history，
多少爱主的弟兄姊妹
，So many brothers and sisters who dearly love the Lord，
当主有点要求
，When the Lord has any ask，
他们呢，没有任何理由的顺服。
There is, without any reason, they will obey.
多少人把命都摆上了
Even at the cost of their life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
他们是主的好朋友
They are dear friends of the Lord.
今天你我是主的好朋友吗
Are we dear friends of our Lord?
是我们需要跟主之间建立亲密的关系
Oh, brothers and sisters, how we need that intimate relationship with the Lord.
这个忠心是从这里出来的
And that's where the faithfulness will spring from.
如果跟主根本都陌生，你怎么忠心呢
If we're strangers to our Lord, how can we be faithful to him.
所以愿主带领我们。
So may the Lord lead us.
那么第三件事情。
Now the third thing.
我们在摩西身上看见的。
We can see from Moses.
他忠于神的托付。
He was faithful to what God has committed to him.
所以神把会幕的样式给摩西。
So God gave the mount of the tabernacle to Moses.
神再三吩咐他要照着山上的样式。
And repeatedly God told Moses according to the pattern on the mount.
摩西说好。
Moses says yes.
下山之后呢
After he came down from the mountain,
连一条线他都不设计
that he did not even design a thread.
完全按照神的心
It is all according to the God's desire.
会幕建造起来
And the tabernacle was built.
因此神称赞他大大的称赞他
And therefore God praised him, greatly praised Moses.
说摩西是在神的全家诚然敬忠的
And God called Moses faithful in all of my house.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有忠于主的托付。
Brothers and sisters, are we faithful to what God has committed to us today?
你先不要讲那么大的事情。
Oh, not even anything grand.
要从小事上开始。
But in the small things.
神如果今天给你一点托付。
If God commit anything to you today.
如果你能忠心的去做。
If you are faithful to it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
那么你就能够蒙神的这个喜悦。
Then you will have the pleasure of the Lord.
我光讲一个忠心啊，这个、时间都不够了。
I was only sharing on faithfulness. I'm running short on time.
弟兄姊妹们，太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
所以在这里呢
，So here,
主就问说
，The Lord asked,
谁是忠心
？Who then is faithful?
忠心的仆人
，The faithful bondman. 啊，
那么呢，不仅有忠心
，Not only faithful,
还需要有见识
，But also wise, prudent.
这个见识呢，原文的意思就是聪明。
Now this prudent in the original is wise to have understanding. 啊，
中国人讲这很好，这个见识见识就是见多识广。
And in the Chinese, the saying is wonderful that the more you see, the more you know, the more you understand.
这个包括着我们的经验在里，经历在里面。
That also includes our experience, what we go through.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很重要。
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is also very important.
在圣经里面呢
，in the Bible,
有两个字常常出现，一个是智慧，一个是聪明。
There are these two words that appear very often together, wisdom and understanding.
那么这个智慧和聪明有什么分别呢
Now, what is the difference between these words, wisdom and understanding?
我们简单的来说
Simply put,
智慧是个领悟的力量
Now, wisdom is our capacity to understand.
聪明是反应力
Now, our understanding then is how we respond.
神把智慧给我们
God gives us all wisdom.
我们可以领悟属灵的事情
We can come to understand no spiritual things.
但神给我们聪明
He has given us understanding.
可以遇到事情的时候呢，可以有对的反应
So when we understand this matter, we have the right response.
所以这个意思就是神，我们有智慧可以明白神全面的旨意
So we have wisdom to understand all the will of God.
在哥林多前书第二章啊
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 2，
使徒保罗特别告诉我们
，The apostle Paul specifically tells us，
在新的生命中，主给我们个智慧
，And that in God has given us wisdom and spirit，
那个是可以明白神奥秘的智慧
，And that is a wisdom to understand to comprehend spiritual things， the mysteries， and how precious this is。
其实呢，我们读圣经最大的根据就是这个
，And that is the foundation of us when we read the foundation to understand。
不是那些 commentary、啊、
It is not the commentary.
也不是那很多解经的书、啊、
It is not many interpretations.
最大最重要在这个奥秘的智慧
And this is this wisdom to understand the mystery.
而聪明呢
And to understand.
这个聪明是可以应用实行 神旨意中的细节。
And to understand is to be able to apply all the details of what we comprehend.
我再讲一遍。
So I say again.
智慧可以明白神全面的旨意。
Now wisdom is for us to comprehend fully the will of God.
聪明可以应用实行神旨意中所有的细节。
And our understanding then is to apply and exercise all the details of that will.
所以这个见识呢
so,
是跟我们的经历有点关系的。
This understanding, this prudence has to do with what we see and understand.
这也可以说是我们经历中所产生的一种聪明的反应。
And it is how we respond in our understanding.
我相信弟兄姊妹们
I believe brothers and sisters,
我们都有这样的经历。
And when we have such an experience,
我们常常做了一些不智慧的事，对不对？
Sometimes we do things that are not wise.
你的生活中有没有曾经做过不智慧的事啊？
In our life, have we done something that was foolish?
那么，当我们做那个不智慧的事情的时候呢？
When we do things that are not wise,
其实也是一个经历。
It becomes our experience.
就告诉你下次不要这样做了。
It is a reminder for us, now, let's not do this again.
结果你下次一不做，你变聪明了。
If we don't repeat it, then we become wise.
这就是见识。
That is our understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
明白这件事情吗？
Do we understand?
我们感谢主啊。
Now we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们常常在教会里面，
in the church, many times,
你们年轻弟兄姊妹们，这个原谅我这样讲啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, my younger brothers and sisters, forgive me.
太年轻了，不能做负责弟兄的。
When we're too young, we cannot be a responsible brother.
因为什么？缺少见识。
Because we lack the experience, the understanding. And so we have some wisdom.
你在学校里面读书。
We have to go to school.
每年都是什么4.0是吧
？And so we want a 4.0 every year.
但是你也不可以当。
Just because we excel in our studies, we cannot just be a responsible brother because we lack the experience.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们的年日过来的时候，
and as we our days grow,
应该是见识越来越丰富。
The more wisdom, understanding we should have.
如果你的见识还不丰富，
if our understanding and wisdom lacks,
浪费了主的给你的年日。
Then we have wasted, squandered the days which the Lord has afforded us.
太可惜了。
It will be very sad.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道基督徒这个智慧不是我们天然的智慧。
Now this wisdom of Christians is not our natural wisdom.
所以在哥林多前书第一章很清楚告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it tells us very clearly.
神使基督成为我们的智慧。
That God have made him Christ to be our wisdom.
所以主是我们的智慧。
So the Lord is our wisdom.
那么我们怎么运用这个智慧呢？
And how do we exercise this wisdom?
神又差遣圣灵住在我们里面。
God also sent the Holy Spirit to abide in us.
圣灵运用基督的意义。
And the Holy Spirit understands the heart of the Lord.
他运用了神给我们的智慧。
And he will apply and exercise the wisdom which God has given us.
带领我们
To lead us.
有聪明可以有反应。
And so we would have understanding, we would respond.
你知道吧？这是神给我们极大的恩典。
You know, this is a wonderful grace which God has given us.
神把智慧给了我们。
He has given us wisdom.
然后圣灵在我们里面教我到我们如何运用这个。
And the Holy Spirit abides in us to teach us how to apply that wisdom.
显出来的就是一个聪明见识。
And what is manifested is our faithfulness and wisdom.
所以我们需要多顺服圣灵的带领。
So we must learn to obey, submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to submit to his revelation.
我们就多有聪明。
And then we will have more wisdom.
这个就是我们今天在生命中所显出来的见识。
And that is our wisdom and understanding that we manifest in our life today.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
And I feel with thanksgiving to our Lord.
我这个人呢，实在也不是，不笨，但是也不是很聪明。
Now, personally, I am not stupid, but I'm not very wise either.
那么我从年轻时候服侍一直到今天。
Now, I've served the Lord for a long period of time.
好多次我都碰见一些教会的难处。
And so I encounter many hardships for the church.
我就很苦恼。
And I become frustrated.
哎呀，我就想，我不知道该怎么办。
I say, what should I do?
我思想用什么方法？想破头也没办法。
I thought, what should I do? How do I handle this? I think and think I can't solve it.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主借着圣灵呢，解开主的话。
The Lord, through the Spirit, opens up His Word.
这个主的话一解开啊,
and when His Word is unfolded,
基督的意义出来了,
and the meaning of Christ comes forth,
我就有了属灵的原则了,
then I have that spiritual wisdom, principle.
我们都知道在侍奉上你有原则就有路了。
And so we know in service when there's a principle, there is a way.
多少次都是主这么带领出来。
And many a times the Lord has led me through this way.
哇, 有弟兄们说, 孙弟兄, 你真聪明啊。
And when others say, oh, brother, son, you are so wise.
哎呀, 我说惭愧惭愧。这个是主在我里面做的，我哪有这么聪明？
Oh, I am embarrassed. I'm ashamed. But it is the Lord Himself who revealed this to me. It's not my own wisdom.
主在这说谁是有忠心有见识？
So again, the Lord asked this question: Who then is the faithful and prudent bondman?
你不需要去跟别人比较。
Do not compare yourself to others.
弟兄姊妹们。主已经在你里面
The Lord abides in you.
圣灵也在你里面
The Holy Spirit is in you.
只要好好的依靠这个
And trust that.
你就能够做一个有见识的仆人
Then we shall be one who is faithful and wise.
然后呢
And then.
他第二节说第四十六节说对不起后面那句话说为主人所派管理家里的人
The question continues, whom his Lord have made ruler over his household?
哎呀，这个说明呢，在侍奉上面呢，主耶稣是主人。
And this speaks of the fact that in service, the Lord is the master.
是他指定我们做什么。
He appointed us to do our task.
那么我们只能怎么样呢？被动。
And we are only passive.
这个派这个意思就是他是主人，我是仆人。
And so when he appointed us,That means he is the master, I am the bondman.
是他主动，我被动。
He is active, I'm passive.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
过去我有常常跟弟兄姊妹讲
Many times I say to brothers and sisters.
一个侍奉主的人
One who serves the Lord.
最好的原则是什么呢
What is the best principle?
是被动中的主动
That we have to be passively active.
被动中的主动
That we have to be actively passive.
因为很多时候侍奉，常常人家问，被动好还是主动好？
Sometimes you say, is it better to be passive or to be active?
弟兄姊妹，你想被动好还是主动好？
Brothers and sisters, consider for yourself, what is it better to be passive or active?
弟兄姊妹很被动，侍奉主人不高兴，大家要积极一点。
And so when we're passive, brothers and sisters are not happy. Oh, you have to be more aggressive, more active.
有的人呢又太积极太主动了。
And some are too active, too aggressive.
哎，你也受不了。
And then we can't please anyone.
所以最好是什么呢
So what is best?
被动中的主动。
So we have to be passively active.
主人派你了，然后你再主动去做。
And so we're passively waiting for our master to appoint us, make us, and then we will actively work.
就是最好的仆人就是主人派他做什么他就忠心做什么
So the best servant is we will be actively at doing what the master has appointed us.
那么在这里主人派我们做什么呢
So what did the master appoint us, made us to do?
管理家里的人
To rule over the household.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个侍奉上面呢
In service.
最重要的
This is most important in service.
也是最难的一件事。
It is also most challenging.
因为我们有堕落的人性啊。
Because we have a fallen nature.
所以在教会里面，你看难处多得不得了啊。
So in the church, we see so much hardship.
它几乎可以说每个人都有难处。
And so we can pretty much say everyone is hardship.
不正常的。
Because we are not normal.
所以很多时候表现一些很奇特的东西。
And so we manifest many things that are very special, unique.
所以我们常常讲，在神的家中啊。做事容易
And so we say often in the house of God it's easy to do things
管人很难啊
But it's hard to rule over others
啊这个管人这是一个最困难的一件事情
It is most difficult to rule over others
但是属灵的侍奉就是要管人
But in spiritual service it is to rule over others
我永远不会忘记当我蒙召的时候
I cannot forget when God called me
我以为那个时候出来蒙召出来好好好读圣经
I thought when God called me, okay, I'll just read my Bible well. I can lead the hymns.
我可以带儿童班。
Now I can lead the children.
扫地摆凳子也没问题。
I can sweep the floors, put out the chairs, anything.
出来侍奉主就做这些事吗
And so I serve the Lord. That's what I do.
那天主给我很清楚看见。
And one day the Lord clearly showed me.
主告诉我们说，主告诉我说。
The Lord told me and said.
真正的侍奉。
True service.
是处理人性。
It is to deal with man's nature. No, brothers and sisters, thou calls, ask for my life.
真正的侍奉,
true service
是把人处理好,
it is to rule over well man's nature.
你知道这个家人这个字啊,
you know this word household
在希腊原文里面,
in the original text.
它另外一个意思是医治,
it is to heal.
所以我把这两件事情摆在一起啊,
and so when you say household and the text, original text is to heal, it's very meaningful. Because we are all those who are sick.
你能把人家治好了, 那才病治好, 那才是,
and only when you are able to heal those who are sick, then that means you have performed well.
所以主在这里告诉我们,
so the Lord here tells us,
你要把家里的人给他管理好,
so you have to rule well over the household.
侍奉最大的价值就在这里。
And that is the true value of service, true service.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 侍奉主不能怕难。
And so when we serve, we cannot say it's too hard.
我读到诗篇第16篇第3节。
When I read the Psalm, Psalm 16, verse 3,
哎呀, 我里面很有感触。
I have a lot of feeling, emotion, sentiment.
大卫在那说什么呢?
What does David say in Psalm 16?
论到世上的圣明,
but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Brothers and sisters, in the church today, that's not the way we feel. Oh, we see some are adorable, some are not so lovely. Can we say as the psalmist here, to the excellent, to whom is all my delight?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
侍奉主就需要有这样的眼光,
and when we serve, that is the eyesight we must have.
感谢神,
we thank God. And that's how our Heavenly Father views us. Because he sees us through his Son. And that's the way he sees his children. They are all excellent. So when we serve, we must have the perspective, the eyesight of our Lord. Now, frankly, none of us are lovely, in fact. Brothers and sisters. Now, I feel our Father, our Heavenly Father, so great. He loved us because of his choice. He chose us not because we are lovable.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do we feel we're lovable? That's why God chose me. No. God has a love to choose. He loves to choose.
你看见地上什么样的人神复读拣选?
And so he chooses all that is in this world.
有好多人在你眼中看都很可怕。
And so there are some who are just dreadful.
但是父爱他们。
But the Father loves them.
今天侍奉主啊,
so when we serve the Lord,
弟兄子, 你不能喜欢这个厌恶那个不行的,
we cannot love this and hate the other. We cannot. We must love all our brothers and sisters.
要有这样一个心胸度量,
and we must have this capacity, this magnanimous heart. So when we rule over the household of God, we must have such a perspective, these eyes.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
他说,
he says,
啊, 那么, 你还要怎样呢?
What else must we do?
那个, 要按时分粮给他们,
to give them food in season.
这个按时分粮啊, 也是一个很重要的事情。
This is also a very important matter.
这里这个时啊,
this season,
应该是season,
and in the original text, this time is season.
啊, 这个季节,
it is in season.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters, 啊,
就是你, 在这里供应别人的时候,
so when you are providing, giving to others,
你按照那个合适的时候供应合适的粮食。
So in the appropriate season, the appropriate time, you give the appropriate food.
这个很不容易啊。
This is not easy.
这个按照我们来讲不容易。
According to us, it's not easy at all.
所以你需要跟圣灵。
So it must be under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵知道我们的情况是怎样。
Because the Holy Spirit knows all our circumstances.
你知道神创造这个天地啊。
You know, when God created the heaven and the earth,
有四季分明的。
There are four seasons.
春夏秋冬, 对不对?
There's the spring, the summer,
四季分明,
the fall, the winter. It is four seasons.
这里说按照这一个, 春夏秋冬来供应粮食什么意思呢?
And so what does it mean to give food in due season?
这个春夏秋冬啊, 也代表着我们人的性情。
And so these four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, it is representative of our nature. The season of our life. 啊，
有的弟兄姊妹呢
，Some brothers and sisters.
哎，看到最近来了，哦，像活在春天呢。
And so we see certain brothers and sisters is like we're living in the spring and joyful.
进来聚会啊，那个脸笑得很开心。
And so they come, we see the bright smile on their face.
因为什么？最近找到好工作了。
Why? Because they found a great job recently.
开开心心的来。
And so they come like springtime, all joyful.
你看他那么开心，我原来生了孩子了。
Oh, they're so joyful because they have a newborn.
哦，家里有喜事了。
Oh, there is glad tidings at home.
最近很顺利了。
And so everything is smooth sailing now. And so it's cheerful spring.
但是我们晓得人不是永远活在春天。
But we know we don't always live in the springtime.
啊，哎，有的人你看他现在那个情况，表情严肃。
And so some we see, oh, they have a very solemn look on their face.
你知道他最近活在夏天。
And so they are in the heat of summer.
因为试炼很大。
Oh, it is the great heat, it is trials.
好像烈日暴晒一样。
And we're under the noontide sun.
遇见很大的困难。
And we are facing great hardship.
哎呀，那个环境的变动得很厉害。
And there are drastic changes in my life right now.
好，太诸多的难处。
And there's much hardship.
那么在考验着。
And they're in trials.
活在夏天的情
况。And they're living in the summertime.
有的人呢？
Some,
遇见的环境像秋天一样。
They are like in the fall.
这个秋天是什么情况？
So what is the condition of the fall?
我们中国人常讲这个秋天呢就是很忧愁的，对吧？
And so in the Chinese, we say in the autumn time is a lot of sorrows.
叶子变红了，很好看。
And so yes, the leaves turn red, it's beautiful. Oh, but they're going to fall soon.
所以呢，这个秋天代表一个人心情很郁闷的。
And so in the fall, it is very sorrowful and very lethargic.
弟兄姊妹，我们郁闷过吗
？And so, brothers and sisters, have we ever felt this way?
基督徒很郁闷。
You know, sometimes that's the way we feel as Christians.
那么还有的基督徒像进了冬天呢。
And so some Christians are like living in this winter time.
哎呀，整个属灵光景冷酷。
Oh, it's very cool, very cold period.
一点兴趣也没有。
I have no interest in anything.
看什么都是没意义的。
I see everything. Oh, it's not interesting, meaningless.
哎呀，看什么都觉得没趣。
And so I'm not interested in anything.
我记得从前一个年长弟兄传福音呢，他举个例子很好。
And so I heard an older brother share the gospel. It was a wonderful example.
他说呢，有一个人呢，很有钱，也很有地位。
He said, there's this individual, very wealthy and a lot of status.
但是是一个悲观的人。
Oh, but he is so pessimistic.
所以呢，他被称作海先生。
And so he is called a Mr. Hi.
看什么动作是 Hi.
Everything you see him, that's his response. Hi.
来一个 Hi.
That's his sighing, his response.
所以有一次人家说好了，把这个他带到好风景的地方。
And so bring Mr. Hi to a wonderful scenery.
看他会不会 Hi.
And see if he'll still sigh.
到了个好风景地方，哎呦 Hi.
He sees a wonderful scene still.
人家说你这个好风景，你为什么嗨啊
？Oh, sir, this is wonderful scenery. Why are you still sighing?
他说好景不长。
His response is, "Yeah, it looks great now, but what about tomorrow?"
所以你看看，有的人的心情就长久在这样的光景中。
And so some are always under that sentiment, that mood.
所以这个四季，这个春夏秋冬啊，是代表我们。基督徒各种不同的情况。
So when we see in due season, the seasons, four seasons represent each of our condition at different times.
我们个人遭遇的情况不一样。
And so whatever we encounter is different.
心情不一样。
Our sentiment, our emotions are different.
但是你要做神的仆人。
But to be the servant of the Lord.
按时候分粮。
Give meat, food in due season.
看起来有点不容易啊。
So it's not easy.
我们要能体会人的感觉。
Do we understand what the other is feeling?
所以在圣经里面，在侍奉中间呢，能跟别人表同情，是一个很重要的事情。
So when we serve others, we can empathize with them. That is very important to know what they're feeling.
你不能没有感觉的。
We cannot be without any emotion or feeling.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这里还讲说什么？要分粮。
And so to give meat.
这分粮就是不是 不是给他讲道理。
And so to give food is not to preach to them, not more doctrine.
叫我们讲道容易啊。
And now it's easy to preach, to share.
其实讲道也不太容易。
Actually, not too easy.
但是还是比较容易。
But relatively, it's easier.
要分粮更不容易。
But when you give food in due season,
因为你的话正好达到他的需要。
Because your word exactly pinpoints what they need.
那个是他的粮食啊。
It becomes food to them.
所以你知道讲道不是说那准备几篇的东西，弄点知识，弄点故事就可以讲的。
So to preach, it's just I prepare my points, I share some stories, examples, then I can preach.
你要祷告主。
But you have to pray.
圣灵在你里面做工。
Pray to the Lord, he works in you.
And then, 他在里面要你说的话。
He will direct you to the words to say.
因为你不知道弟兄姊妹的需要是什么。
Because you don't know what brothers and sisters need.
圣灵是知道的。
But the Holy Spirit knows.
他借着你对他说话。
And so through you, the Holy Spirit will speak to him.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
在家中要把神的儿女能顾好。
In the household, in order to will well, serve the brothers and sisters well.
正是在主面前有当学的功课。
There are many lessons we ought to learn.
但是这个很宝贵。
This is very precious.
那么当然我们知道真正属灵粮食就是基督。
Now, of course, we know the true food is Christ himself.
尽量供应基督。
And today, we have to provide Christ to others.
然后到了一个时候。
And then at that time,
主人回来了。
The master comes.
圣经说主人来到看见他这样行那仆人就有福了。
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing.
四十七节呢说我实在告诉你们主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Verse 47 says, Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
这里讲到主人回来了。
Now here it speaks that the master returns.
他看见这一切事。
He sees all this.
这个也是我们基督徒今天要明白的。
And this is something as Christians we ought to understand today.
主眼睛在看着呢。
Our Lord's eyes are on us, on it.
没有一件事情能逃脱主的眼目。
There's nothing that will escape his sight.
所以呢，我们要竭力做主眼中看为对的事情。
So we must strive diligently to do what is right.In our Lord's eyes.
你这样才能够得称赞。
Only then we can be praised of him.
那么他不仅称赞他。
Not only did the Lord praise the servant.
他还说要派他管理一切所有的。
But shall make him rule over all the master's goods.
这一句话很重要。
Now these words are very important.
这告诉我们。
This tells us.
今生的侍奉决定将来的服事。
It tells us our service today will determine our service on that day.
所以今天在地上你能忠心的侍奉。
So today when we can serve faithfully,
不用多
，doesn't have to be much，
一点小小的事情
，only over a little，
将来神让你管理很多的事情。
The Lord will make you appoint you to rule over much。
许多侍奉主的人都
Many,
都知道
，who serve the Lord know this。
我们今生在地上只不过是学习、啊。
Now today when we serve, we're training, we're learning
你能做多大的工啊？
What great work can we do?
你能做多大的事情呢？
What great things can we do?
再大事也就这么一点。
Even the greater thing is but a very little.
再大的事你也赶不上摩西啊。
Even the greater things we do, we cannot compare to Moses.
你能把红海分开吗？
Can we separate the Red Sea?
对不对？
Can we?
分开红海对神来讲也不是大事。
To separate the Red Sea is nothing great for God.
你能叫地球停？停止吗?
Now, can you stop the sun from moving from the earth from rotating? When Joshua prayed, the sun stopped and the earth did not rotate. That's great. But we know how small and significant the earth is. It is nothing to God. So, brothers and sisters, today, while on earth, only what he has entrusted to us, we will be faithful. Perhaps we cannot supply for many. But only the brothers and sisters around us, we serve them well. These years, I thank the Lord. There are so many brothers and sisters hidden that they're hiddenly helping brothers and sisters. The brothers and sisters around them. They are providing, giving meat in due season. And so, that is their service. Brothers and sisters, that we do what we ought to do.
Today, we are so much need to give us.这个恩典。
Today, how much we need such grace from the Lord.
你如果是这样。
If we, in so doing,
主告诉我们。
The Lord tells us.
将来在千年国度中。
In the millennium kingdom.
可以与主一同掌权。
We shall reign with the Lord.
所以呢，有一次我读到斯柏克弟兄的书。
So one time when I read Brother Sparks' book,
他告诉我们。
He tells us.
他说真实的侍奉
是从
永世开始的。
True service actually begins in eternity.
今天在地上这个算不得什么。
Today, while on earth, actually,
你不要斤斤计较这些东西。
It is not so great except in our mind.
顺服圣灵的带领就好了。
Do not be so careful, mindful of every little detail.
真正的侍奉是从永世开始。
But just follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. True service begins eternal.
因为他讲有很多基督徒啊。
Because many Christians, our brother shared,
那么他有的人在地上写了一首诗歌就死掉了。
Oh, they write a song and perhaps then they die.
年轻就死掉了。
They die very young.
啊，所以那个时候他心里面一个怀疑。这些人的生命有什么意义呢？
And so perhaps there's this doubt. What is the meaning then of this person's life?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有的人就写了这么一首诗歌啊，
perhaps just this hymn.
弟兄姊妹啊，
such a hymn has helped numerous brothers and sisters, right?
所以呢，所有真实的侍奉是从永世开始。
And so all true service actually begins in eternity.
其实呢，我们今天啊，在地上讲什么人生意义。
And so even today, when others preach, what is the meaning of life?
短短的几十年
了。Oh, these few decades which we have.
实在谈不上什么人生意义。
It's actually not anything compared to eternity.
像我到今天呢，我感觉这个人生根本没有意义。
And so at my age, I really feel there's not much meaning in life, so to speak.
哎呀，做人很苦，我只觉得。
Actually, to live is actually quite hard and sorrowful.
侍奉主是主给我很大的喜乐。
But to serve the Lord actually.
做人真的很苦。
Brings me great joy to live actually is very difficult and not very meaningful.
真正的意义是从永世开始。
But true meaning actually it starts with eternity.
所以凡在时间中的东西都有结局。
Anything that is in time actually will end.
弟兄姊妹，这所以这几十年你要宝贵呀。
So brothers and sisters, in the few decades we have,
你要把它用在什么事情上？
We have to treasure and be precious. What do we use our time for?
我们被世界蒙瞎了眼睛了。
Our eyes are blinded by this world.
所以我们在世界中追求这个，追求那个。
In this world, we pursue after this, we chase after that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
能认识这件事情。
That we come to understand these matters.
要着眼于将来。
That we have to focus, set our sight on eternity.
今天在地上，一步一步跟随就可以。
Today, while on earth, we follow our Lord step by step.
那么四十八节以后，他一个很大的警戒。
Starting with verse 48, there is great admonition.
他说：“倘若那恶仆心里说
，But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart.”
你看这个恶仆一个现象。
And so you can see the evil bondman has this phenomenon.
就他心里面这么想。
This is what he thinks in his heart.
我觉得做基督徒，你最好不要这么想。
I believe as a Christian, we ought not to think this way.
我们常常心里这么想。
Oh, many times we think something in our heart.
所以你看，有些弟兄姊妹知道，他们说：“主啊，我不要自己的选择，我要你的选择。”
And so some brothers and sisters say, "Lord, not my choice, but what you choose."
有的时候我们想啊。这个魔鬼就在里面呢，帮你忙了。
Oh, because sometimes when we give thought and thought and more thought in our heart,
越想越多。
Oh, the enemy comes and gives you a helping hand and twists it around and leads you astray.
其实我们大多数人都在做白日梦。
Oh, because many times we're just daydreaming, actually.
你知道吗？
Right?
我们的心是控制不住的。
Oh, we cannot control our mind wandering.
Yeah, 所以这个恶仆人就心里想。
And so the evil servant is thinking in his heart.
最好你不要自己想。
So let us not think for ourselves is best.
多依靠主吧。
But trust in the Lord.
这一想啊。
When we think, start to think, and it'll go astray.
用自己的眼光看，哦，哪里什么主要来了，还早嘞。
Well, we'll look at our around and we will think, oh, well, the Lord's not coming back, still early.
他心里说：“我的主人必来的迟。”
Oh, he'll delay in his return.
你一天到晚在那讲说主快来，主快来，哪里来了？
Oh, you say the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming, he's coming quickly. Where?
哎，恐怕还很久了。
Oh, still far off.
所以你这么一想就糟糕了。
And so when we have such a thought, it is woe.
他就开始怎么样？
And then what will he begin to do?
动手打他的同伴。
He shall begin to smite his fellow servants.
当然今天呢。
Of course, today.
这个传道人打人的这很少看啊。
We don't see too many preachers smiting, hitting others.
我们大概有的时候生气啊，你做梦的时候你会打人。
Perhaps sometimes we get very angry and frustrated in our dreams we might be striking others.
甚至做梦的时候把他杀了，对吧？
Or maybe even kill someone in our dreams.
那只是梦，就是。
It's only in our dreams.
真正动手打人的
But I don't think there are too many preachers going around striking others.
在教会中呢，一些的悲剧。
But there are some tragedies in the church when we deal with others.
有的人对付人对付的很厉害。
And when others deal with others, it's so severe.
那个比打人还厉害。
It's actually even more seriously harmful than striking others. Why?
是打他的同伴。
Oh, because what did he do? He strike his fellow servants.
又说明一件事情。
This tells us.
越靠近的人。
The ones close to us,
越需要恩典,
the more grace they need.
你知道吧?
Right?
侍奉主啊,
when we serve the Lord,
这个越靠近的人越需要主的恩典。
The most who are close to the Lord, the more grace we need.
那么远方的人打不到,
No, those who are far away, we can't reach them to strike them.
最近就自己的人。
No, but I can only strike those who are around me.
所以呢, 我们常常, 你自己的聚会里面人可以对付。
Oh, I can deal with those around me in the assembly, but not in another assembly.
所以呢，这是一个重要的提醒。
So this is a grave reminder.
你不能做这种恶事。
We cannot do such evil deeds.
然后又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
And began to eat and drink with the drunken.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为一个人喝酒喝醉了就糊涂了。
And so when we drink and we get drunk and we get confused.
讲话也糊涂了。
And when we speak, we slur.
你去跟这样的人作伴了。
And if you're friends with such people.
所以你也跟着一起糊涂。
And you'll be confused with them.
对不对啊？
Right?
所以属灵的同伴很重要。
And so, spiritual companionship is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
今天这个时代里面
Today, in this generation,
我们看见这个世界对人所产生的影响
Now we can see the influence, the impact the world has upon us.
很多人都真的像喝酒喝醉了一样。
And many, many are seen as if they are drunk.
所以今天我们要被提醒。
So today, we must be reminded.
或者你这样讲，有的人在醉心于这件事的时候，你就小心了。
And so, perhaps when we see others who are drunk, obsessed, intoxicated with certain things, we have to be careful.
不一定喝酒醉啊，对不对啊？
It is not just drinking.
有很多事情会叫你醉的。
But there are many things which will intoxicate us.
啊，你这个专心在那些弟兄姊妹，你要知道，你跟他一起作伴，你就糟糕了。
And we fill ourselves with those things, and we're companions with those who fill themselves with these things, and they will to us.
重要的警戒
and the Lord gives us a very important admonition.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰的五十节。
Yes, verse 50 it says, when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
一个仆人的主人要来。
And the Lord of that bondman shall come.
这里说要重重的治他。
And shall cut him.
这是主的话。
And this is the Lord's word.
我们应当
We must read it with reverence.
它原文是腰斩。
And in the original is to cut him asunder, cut him in two.
太可怕了。
That is very fearful.
但这是主的话。
This is the word of the Lord.
无论怎样。
Regardless.
告诉我们，如果你是这样的一个情况。
It tells us if we're in this condition.
你要对家人不好。
If we're not good to the household.
你恶待家人。
And we are wicked, evil toward the household.
主要惩罚的。
The Lord will deal with us severely.
那个惩罚是非常的严厉的。
And it will be severely disciplined.
在那里。
Here.
把你跟假冒为善的人定为同罪。
And appoint his portion with the hypocrites.
那就哀哭切齿。
And there will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth.
所以这个后面是一段非常严厉的一个警戒。
This is very grave admonition here.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在马太福音二十四章
，Here the Lord in Matthew 24
讲的三个比方的头一个比方
，And the three parables, the first parable，
就是我们要把家里的人把它治理好。
The first parable is to rule well over the household。
我常常讲
，Many a times I say，
我们今天在地上
，Today while on earth，
我们在神的家中
，We are in the house of God。
将来进入永世
When we enter eternity,
我们要永永远远在一起
We shall always be together forever.
在这个人整个改变的过程中
In this process of our transformation,
我们是有很多难处的
We have much hardship.
我们也有很多不可爱的地方。
We have many things that are not lovely.
但是这是过渡时期的情况。
But this is only in the process.
所以你在教会里，你们看见有难处了，有人动肉体了，有人表现得不好了。
In the church, we see many issues. We see those of the flesh and many corrupt things.
这是在过渡的时候。
But this is only in passing.
总有一天它会变得美丽。
One day it will be lovely.
它会变得好的。
It will be made well.
你这样的一个感觉叫你的度量 能够被扩大。
If we feel this way, then it will expand our capacity to be more magnanimous.
所以今天我们要努力进天国。
So today, as we strive diligently enter into the kingdom of heaven,
就告诉我们第一个重要需要努力的。
The first thing that the Lord tells us is we have to strive.
就是我们管理家人。
The first thing is to rule well over the house.
所以这是我们非常非常需要在主面前被提醒的。
This is a great reminder that we must receive from the Lord.
主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
曾经告诉我们要弟兄相爱。
He told us to love one another.
这是家的一个里面一个最和谐、最美好的光景。
To love one another is most harmonious scene in the household, to love each other. But what is sad and regretful, and we aches us.
两千年的教会历史一直到今天,
throughout 2,000 years of church history,
弟兄相爱变成一个很困难一件事情。
For brotherly love, it has become very difficult.
所以呢,
so,
这个是我们努力的方向。
And this is the direction in which we shall strive.
如果我们知道了这个情况，
If we know this is the condition,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们要学会善待我们所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We have to learn to treat well our brothers and sisters.
求主给我们一个眼光，
May the Lord give us such eyes,
看每个弟兄姊妹都是可爱的。
That when we see other brothers and sisters, they are all lovely, excellent.
你能够把家人管好了，
When we can rule well the household,
你就具备了进天国的条件。
Then we are equipped with the condition to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们知道进天国要努力。
So we know we need to enter the kingdom of heaven by force. What is that striving?
第一件事情就是要把家里人管好。
The first is to rule well over the household.
主若许可，我们继续的往下讲。
As the Lord wills, we'll continue on.
我们请低头再见。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
你给我们何等荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope thou hast given us.
你不仅救赎我们。
Not only hast thou saved us.
圣灵重生我们。
And we are born of the Spirit.
我们将来可以进永远。
That one day we shall enter into eternity.
主啊，你还鼓励我们。
Lord, you also encourage us.
我们还有一个进国度的盼望。
We also have this hope to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主啊，我们愿你借着你的话提醒我们。
Lord, may thou remind us through thy word.
让我们不仅重视救恩。
Not only do we focus on our salvation.
也重视能够进天国。
But we also take note that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
感谢你。
We thank thee, Lord.
你用简单的比喻告诉我们。
And thou hast used very simple parables to tell us.
我们在地上努力的方向在哪里？
What is our striving, the direction of our striving on earth?
努力的目标在哪里？
What is the purpose of our striving?
我们求你在这些年间，
Lord, we pray that in these days,
借着你的灵把你的爱浇灌下来。
Through thy spirit that will bestow, pour upon thy love in our hearts.
让弟兄姊妹真的学会彼此相爱。
That we truly will learn to love one another.
让我们活出那个家的实际。
We will live out the reality of a house.
主啊，
Lord,
愿你把这个盼望，把这个爱慕，放在所有人的心中。
May thou place this desire, this longing, this hope in each one of our hearts.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank thee for thy grace.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.